I know there's a lot of preachers that's able to prepare. And they might have 4 or 5 sermons put back. It don't work that away from me. Oh. But I'm just thankful when God gives us a little thought. Tonight I want to take some scripture reading. I've got a couple of different places I want to go to. And tonight, I don't want to bog you down, but I want to take my time. I want to go to the 12th chapter of Revelation tonight. I want to take some reading. If you'll be a help tonight, I want to talk to you about a battle. I want you to understand tonight something I've tried to even tell the little church that I pastor over there, that there's a battle going on tonight. And there's a battle for your soul. And you need to realize that. So tonight we'll take a reading here from this 12th chapter. And it says here in the 7th verse, "And there was a war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which has deceived the whole world. And he cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwelleth in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." And I want to stop there with the mistakes that we've made reading. And with the Lord being our help tonight, I want to take a scripture reading out over here in Samuel. In the first Samuel, a very familiar scripture to you over here in the 17th chapter. Do remember that, as we'll try to go back over there in just a moment. Here in this second verse, it says, "Saul and the men of Israel gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elath and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on one side, on the mountain on one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them." Amen. And it goes on down here to talk about this man by the name of Goliath, who was a Philistine. And it talks about his height, and it talks about his stature. The best that I can tell, and there's different accounts that maybe he stood about. There's different ideas on how tall he was. But for the sake of argument, I've always thought that he was about 9 feet tall. And it says there that his spear, the head of his spear, weighed about 15 pounds. And he was a champion among them. He was a great warrior, if you will. And Israel, it says that Israel stood on one side of the mountain and the Philistines stood on the other side of the mountain, but in between them there was a great valley. And as they stood there, they became scared within themselves so much that they weren't willing to go to battle. And we find out about a young man by the name of David, and I realize all of us are probably familiar with this, but it won't hurt you a bit tonight to hear it again. And David would go on and so forth. This went on every day. Goliath would come out and he would challenge them. He went out and he said, "You send your best." And he said, "We'll fight, and whoever wins will be the champion." And I'm paraphrasing a lot of this tonight, but I do want you to understand, little fellow by the name of David come along. And as he stood there before them, listen to what he says. He says here that David said, 29th verse, and David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? And I realize tonight we oftentimes preach that, and I realize tonight we preach it a lot of times to the church, and I'll get there in just a minute. But it says there in Revelations that there was a battle that was fought in heaven, and some people have a difference of opinion when that battle happened. But I want you to understand something to me tonight, that Satan and his angels was cast out. They was cast out of heaven. There was a great war that took place. And I want you to understand that they was cast down to this earth. And here it is, the scripture says there that he's the accuser of the brethren. And it says that they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. And he talked about in their testimony, but he goes on a little bit further and he says, he knows he's full of wrath because he knows he has but a short time. And tonight, that's kind of where my thought was. Listen, lost person, and pray for me just for a little while tonight. I realize tonight that sometimes lost people think, well, we just going to revival and just kind of going through the motions and this is just something the church has set aside to do and all these different things. I don't know exactly what you may be thinking this week, but I want you to understand something tonight. That regardless of all of that, regardless of what happens here tonight, whether the church goes on or don't go on, there is a great battle that's taking place over your soul right now. I want you to understand that right now. And you say, well, I don't realize why there's such a great battle taking place. Because you need to understand something. That you are lost and separated from God tonight. And listen to me. That the scripture says that you are dead in your sins and trespasses. And my friend, it's not about that you're going to become the devil's if you die in the shape that you are. Listen to me. He's already got you. He's already got you right now. That's exactly where he's got you. He's got you right in the palm of his hand right now. And I realize a lot of times folks don't like hearing that. But listen to me. If you've not been born again, being born again means born from above. If you've not been born again by the Spirit of God, then Satan's got you right where he wants you. Right where he got you. You need to understand that there's a great battle going on. And as I was sitting there this afternoon, I began to think about David over there. And no doubt, David, he sat there and he said, who is this man that defies the armies of Israel? Who is this that defies him? And I'll tell you, a lot of times we look at this scripture and we think about facing the battles in our life. This is a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus overcoming Satan. In my way I see it. He stood there before a man that was a picture of death. And he said, is there not a cause for this? My friend, listen to me, not just as a church, but listen to me, lost friend. Is there not a cause for your own soul tonight? Is there not a cause? Sometimes I look out and it's just like the little home church where I pastor. I preach my heart out to them. And some of them ain't even got in the battle yet. They're still on the sidelines. Life just passing them right by. Time just going right by. And James said, this life is like a vapor. We're here just a little while and then it vanishes away. Listen to me, half of you ain't even gotten to battle yet. You're just sitting there while this life is passing you by. The battle's all around you. And you don't realize what's going on. I'm not talking about a physical battle. This battle that we're talking about tonight's a spiritual battle. And it's over. Listen to me. And I'm thankful. I'm going to tell you this. I think somebody said it the other night. I'm thankful to know tonight. I know the outcome of who the winner and who's victorious over this battle is. But I also want you to know that it gets personal. It gets personal about your soul tonight. How many people do you think that truly
Maybe they sought the Lord a couple times. Maybe they sought the Lord once or twice and they got discouraged because they didn't get it. What, you don't think that hell's not full of people tonight? That's, I'm just going to be honest with y'all. Good moral people. Good moral people. I mean, country folks like we are, they'd give you the shirt right off their back. They'd help you stop and fix a tire. What? Listen, I'm not talking about just evil people. Yeah, I believe there's evil people there. Sure I do. I think there's all kinds of people there. But listen to me tonight. There's people, I believe, that truly did seek the Lord. They just didn't go all the way. You realize tonight that he's full of wrath because he knows he has but a short time. Church, I'm going to tell you right now, half the time, I mean, listen to me. And boy, y'all, it's been so good to work with y'all this week, but I don't know. I think about wasted years. I think about all the time that I wasted. I think about the people that I could have reached. I think about the times that I felt sorry for myself. I think, Lord, if I could just have that time back, Lord, what could I have said something to them maybe to have helped them? Could I have pointed them to the Lord? And even God's people know there's a battle going on around them, and half the time we're too scared to get off the sideline. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a great battle going on. I heard a young man here a while back, and boy, it blessed my heart. I don't know about y'all, but that old devil, he whips up on me pretty good. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Listen to me. Being a Christian, to be a Christian is to be Christ-like. And to be a Christian, it's not the easiest thing in the world. There's some people that have painted a pretty picture of being easy. It ain't been real easy. But I'm going to tell you what, it's been good. And I wouldn't trade it for nothing. But I also want you to understand this tonight. Listen, that there's a whole lot of people out there in the world today that they're thinking about everything else that's going on around them, and their mind ain't even focused on their own soul. I was brought up kind of like this young man said, and that old devil, he gets to whipping up on me. And it don't take very much for him to whip up on me. And before you know it, I'm down in the dumps, and I feel like I'm climbing and crawling my way back up. But he said, you know, as God's people, he said, it's time to start fighting back. I'm going to tell you something, lost person. You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to fight. I'm talking about your soul tonight. It's worth fighting for, in my opinion. It's worth fighting for. If somebody was coming at you, would you not try your best to defend yourself? Would you not try your very best to do something if somebody was coming after you? And listen to me tonight, in your very best, you can only go so far. But I'm going to tell you what the good part is. Amen. He said over here in Exodus in the 14th chapter, he said, listen, he said, Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he was showing to you that day. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. For the Lord shall fight for you and shall hold your peace. Listen to me. I just be honest with you. This fella said this, and boy, it just blessed my heart. He said, it's time that we get up and start swinging a little bit. I don't know if that makes sense to y'all or not, but I'm telling you, I feel like the devil just beats me down. He just gets all over me, and before you know it, I'm out of the battle again. But listen to me, as God's people, it's time that we stand up and get in the battle. Lost friend, you need to get in the battle tonight. Old David sat here. He said, you know, he said, David said unto Saul, thy servant keepeth thy father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered that out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God. Amen. Lost friend, I don't know what's going to happen tonight with the meeting. I don't know. I've come here to help. That's all I've come here to do. Y'all have called me to help, and I want to help you. But lost friend, until you get concerned about your own soul, until you realize that there's a great battle that's taking place over your soul, and I want you to understand this, that Jesus Christ won a great victory there on the cross at Calvary. A great victory. The Bible said that he had put all things under his feet, the last enemy being death. He's put them all under his feet. But my friend, you have to be willing to fight for your own soul tonight. Are you going to just sit back and let the devil continue to have his way in your life? Are you going to just sit back and not do nothing about it? Are you just going to sit back and slip off into a devil's hell one day after a while? Or is it worth fighting for? On your own, listen to me. I believe Paul said that his grace is sufficient, for when I am weak, he is strong. I can't fight very good. It wouldn't take many of y'all to get me down. But I want you to understand something. When the Lord's helping me, He said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Amen. When He's helping me to fight, I want to stay in the fight. There's something worth fighting for. This old time way, lost souls being saved. There's something worth fighting for. How are you going to overcome him? I want you to know tonight, he's a lot stronger than I am. Satan's a whole lot more powerful than me. He's had me in times of my life where I've been so discouraged. He's had me just down in the dumps. But then I get down and I pray and I ask the Lord to help me. And the Lord's come in and helped me again. I don't know, lost friend. I'm not going to try to keep preaching. I've been doing this long enough to know what I need to be doing. But I'm going to say this. Church, whatever we decide to do, or whatever you decide to do, don't give up on the battle. Amen. There's been too many people down through the years, I've seen them, good friends of mine, that's got out of the battle. It's been too hard for them. I've seen lost people come to the altar, seek the Lord, didn't want to seek no more. Don't get out of the battle. Because I'm going to tell you what. The end, as Brother Benny was a shouting during that song, I know what lies before me. I know I've got a better place to go. Lost friend, if you don't have a better place to go tonight, I pray that you seek the Lord. You're going to have to get in the fight. You're going to have to get off the sideline. You're going to have to get into it. You can say, well, preacher, can you fight our fight for us? No. I can point you to the one that can. But I can't fight your fight. You're going to need the Lord's help to fight your fight. I'm thankful every time I've called on him to come help me. You know what he's doing? He's come right there and helped me. The Lord Jesus has always been right on time in my life. Even though I didn't feel like he was, he's always been right on time. Lost friend, I want you to be saved tonight. Amen. This church wants you to be saved. Amen. But I see sometimes so many, as Peter went on to say, he said that Satan is like a roaring lion seeking to devour whomever he may. And you don't even realize it, lost friend, that he's devouring you right now. Brother Laren, if you get us a song. Church, I hope and I pray. I was always brought up this way, and I guess that's why it stuck with me so much. I was always brought up, don't you start nothing with nobody, but you better not take nothing either. Well, it's about time we as God's people get up and start making a move ourselves. Get in the battle. God needs help. Now, I mean, listen to me. He can do all this on his own, but he chooses to use us. Amen. And it's our responsibility. I believe it's the church's responsibility to spread the gospel.
Amen.
So tonight, I pray it be a help to you. Brother, get us a song. I'm done.